My name is Marvin Kelly, and we are The Plug. And The Plug just simply means a platform of life, unite generations. And it is our job to unite everybody. The platform life, the platform, the city that sits on a hill, a platform. And we are the platform life. This is the life we should live. A lit up city that unites all generations. So for short, we are The Plug. And it is our mission and our plan to bring everybody to the feet of Christ. Straight up. That's just our plan. And I am excited for what God's going to do. And from my home church, my father in the gospel, Bishop Jordan, used to say this all the time. This motto, they used to read it all the time, and they still do. And it is something I believe is powerful when it talks about community, our unity. And that is our job, not only to bring everybody back to the feet of Jesus, but also to bring community, to bring unison inside of the body of Christ. Instead of being so divided on so many issues and so many ideologies, so many things that kind of pushes us away from each other. And you have to understand there is strength in numbers as well. And the Bible says that a house divided against itself won't stand at all. So it is going to be my job. I believe that God's placed us in the earth to be the bridge to unite all generations, all religions, together as one flesh, as one body, one mind, to come against the enemy. And it's amazing. I'm just looking at scripture right now. That's why I keep on looking down. It's amazing what the Bible identifies community, our unity, as. It refers it to the anointing that fills on Aaron's beard. Let me read it real quick for you. It says 133 Psalms. It says, "Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard." Do you hear what this scripture or this text is saying to us? It is saying that unity, that David wrote this. And he said, the unity of believers is like the oil or the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard. So he refers unity as the anointed oil, number one. And number two, he says it is as if, or refers it to, the oil that runs down the first priest. The first anointed priest, high priest, that was even mentioned in the word of God. And so he's saying that unity is as if the precious or authentic anointing that is upon Aaron's beard, and also the authority that Aaron carries as well. That's the unity that the body of Christ have. And he refers it, David refers the unity of the believers to be like that. And it is our job and our mission, my job, my mission, to bring the oil of God back in the house of God. I'm not saying that it's not there, but I'm saying that what I believe that God wants to do for the people of God, and what he has shown me to do, to bring the oil back, to bring us back to the feet of Jesus. And the things I have seen, the things that I see now, I see us so far away. And I'm not here to judge anybody. I'm just here to promote what's already established, to kind of push even more our generations to be even more authentic before Christ. Not just wanting God to be more authentic with us, but having our praise and also our worship more authentic with him. And it is my pleasure to come before the people of God and to share what God has done for me. And I'm grateful even to be now in ministry, to be out to serve the people of God, to bring them to the feet of Christ. And I want you to join with me, continue to run with me, to come with me on my journey as we move into different positions in the body of Christ, move into the Word of God, move into actual service. And I do have a service coming up this month on the 27th of this month. It's going to be on a Saturday at 6 o'clock. It's going to be at Christian Tabernacle. The address is 7405 Purcell Boulevard. 7405 Purcell Boulevard. In this Christian Tabernacle, I have a service. It's an outreach service. I want you to meet me there. I believe that God, I'm telling you, I believe that God is going to do something new for us. Do you hear me? I believe that God's going to do something new for the body of Christ, a rebirth, something that's going to bring that old fire, that old anointing, that authentic anointing back to the house of God. And I remember in the Bible, I'm just recalling in the Word of God, how David wanted to bring the glory back to the house of God, or back to Zion. And it took a certain amount of instructions, a certain amount of biblical principles to bring it precisely in the way that God desires it, not the way that we want it to be, not the way that we see fit, not the way that we think it should be in the body of Christ or in the house of God, but the way that God wants it to come in. Because when David tried to move the presence of God back into the house of God with his own strategy, it caused his men to die. One of his great men to die because he had his own strategy, his own way, his own cart. Now, not saying that David wasn't anointed to strategize or anointed to bring the glory in, but God has a precise procedure how to bring the glory of God, the authentic glory of God, back into the house of God. And that is my mission. Just simply that is my mission, and that is my goal, to bring everybody, to unite everybody, to bring the community, and tonight all generations back into the place where we all sit down or kneel down or prostrate, whatever you want to say, to the feet of Jesus Christ. That's my goal. And I want you to join me on this journey. Also, we're going to be having Bible study every Friday at 7 o'clock. Meet me here. It's going to be on my website. I'm going to go ahead and put it on the screen so you can see it. And we're going to have services, outreach services every month. I want you to get on my website again, and you'll know the date and the time, and also the address where we're going to be at. And just come join with me, man. And I really expect God to be in here, to be before us, and to show himself strong. Hey, God bless you. I'll be back on here soon. This Friday, to go ahead and share what God has given me concerning his word. Be blessed in the Lord.